You got a Grammy for Best Gospel Song, God in Me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when I first heard that song, I was like, what? I mean, the beat, infectious, but the words, the way they were put together, you know, and then the way you had Mary, Mary, you know, do their thing, how they say, I get, you know, on my knees, and that little, that phrase there, you know, as I drop to
Yeah.
my knees, and people don't know that you could feel that that was coming from the heart,
Yeah,
you know.
definitely.
How did you write something like that?
It just came out. I really, it was it, some things. The Bible says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks," and that just came out of my heart. I did the music, and I literally walked in the booth and sung that. I sung the first verse, the chorus, and that part right there, and the girls wrote the rest of the song. But it just came out that way. That's exactly what I was feeling at the time, and there's it mirrored their sentiments as well, because they felt the same way. You know, we sometimes, and I know a lot of preachers go through this. When you're blessed and God favors you, especially with any type of wealth or gain, when it comes to money, people sort of look down on you almost. It's almost like, you know, it's almost a curse sometimes to be blessed. But this song is saying, you know, what you don't know is I didn't bless myself, and God is everything, and he's and I have this because God is everything. He's done all this for me. I haven't done anything for myself, and it's not me, it's the God in me. So that was the sentiment, like the, you know. And hopefully, you know, you want to get the God in you.
Definitely. When you do something like the God in Me, or just perhaps when you're writing a song, do you know this is it? Or has there been sometimes that you've written a song, you say, this is the joint, and it don't hit? And sometimes you write a song and say, I don't know about that, and it just blows through the roof.
It's I never know. I never know, and I used to worry about it, you know, because I never anything that I said, oh, I love this song, that's the one people don't like. So whatever I say, oh, that's pretty cool, that's the one they love. So I stopped worrying about it, and I just put it in God's hands. I said, okay, I'm obviously not good at judging which is which, so I'm just gonna keep making a whole bunch of music, and y'all take whatever y'all like. And you know, I'll just keep going because, you know, sometimes it's just hard. It's hard to judge.
To be a super producer like yourself, do you envision the Soul Seekers blowing up like Mary Mary?
Actually, I do. It's going to take a little more, well, a lot more work because of the style of music we sing is not the most popular music, but we know we don't worry about that. I knew it was evident when we went over to Norway. Was it last year? And we did the North Sea Jazz Festival, and that jazz festival was amazing. There was 80,000 people there, and we hit the stage with Reverend Al Green and some of the biggest blues bands, and some rappers were there, but we went on that stage, and the people were so receptive. The crowd went wild. They loved what we did, and we brought God with us, and that let me know that we were on the right track. That, you know, maybe God wants to shed some light on this style of music, and he wants to use us to do it. Not just us, but, you know, maybe we'd be kind of like a gateway, you know, for others. To open the doors and other young, because after we came out, I did see sort of a resurgence of a lot of younger quartet groups started forming, and I'm very, very proud of that. Very proud of that. So I'm just proud to be somebody that's used by God. You know, you wake up in the morning and you don't know what's gonna happen, but you know, if God says do it, it's gonna be all right at the end of the day.
Speaking about waking up in the morning, let's talk a little personal.
Okay.
Tell us about or how God delivered you from cancer?
That's a story that's near and dear to my heart. Well, I'll tell you this. I was diagnosed in 2008, April, on a Friday, with cancer called renal cell carcinoma, which is basically kidney cancer. That was Friday, and the next Friday, 7 days later, I was cancer-free.
Ah, God is good.
God is faithful. He's amazing. What they did was they had to go in and just remove that kidney with the cancer on it. And the cancer was so tightly encapsulated in the tumor, they had to butterfly like a steak just to see what was in it. And then they found out it was actually cancerous, and it was cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was actually fine the whole time. I had a lot of people praying for me. I was in the hospital but maybe 11 days. And, you know, the procedure was fine. And, you know, so many cars and flowers and calls, you know, people visiting my room and praying for me. People you wouldn't imagine just showing up praying. I don't even remember because they had me sedated.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came to and I did a reevaluation test with the doctor, he told me, he said, I've never seen anybody go through what you went through like you went through it, because it seems like you were so confident. You never cried. You never complained. You never anything. You didn't even look worried. I said, well, Doc, I really just believe. I really do. I believe that if God says he's a healer and he'll take care of me, I really believe he's going to take care of me and he's going to heal me. And so because of the type of cancer I had,
mm-hmm.
The doctor said it was a silent killer, which means it goes undetected and it just ruptures in your body some kind of way. It shows up some kind of weird way. And some people just are walking along and drop dead.
Wow.
And so I don't want to gross nobody out,
mm-hmm.
but the way they found the cancer was because there was some blood I was bleeding. And so I went to the doctor. He said, you know, nobody bleeds ever. He said, I've been doing this 20 years. I've never seen anybody bleed. He said, and this is a doctor who's not a Christian. He's a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me and said, well, the blood saved your life. And
wow.
I couldn't do anything but laugh. I said, Doc, this wouldn't be the first time.
Hey.
That the blood saved my life. So I'm very familiar with those words.
Hey, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
Hey. Our guest, Warren Campbell. Warren, it's a pleasure. Man, it seems like I could go on forever talking to you. Very interesting gentleman, group, Soul Seekers. Soul Seekers 2
is
a new project.
Don't go get that new single, All God, featuring Pastor Marvin Winans. You'll be blessed by it.
Okay. And now, is the project out or the single is just out?
The single is out now. The project's coming within probably in the next 2 to 3 months. You'll hear the whole album out.
Okay.
The single's out and the video for the single is out.
All right. Speaking of Pastor Marvin Winans, who are some of the folks that you've worked with? I know it's been a whole lot of folks, you know, it ranged from Kelly Price to, but who are some of the folks you've worked with, Warren?
It ranges from, you know, well, recently here at my label, we just signed Kelly Price to the label, so she's one of them.
Okay.
That we've been working with, but Yolanda Adams and Fred Hammond we've worked with, even the late Luther Vandross.
Wow.
Got a chance, an opportunity to work with him. We worked with Kanye West and just a host of Brandy and a lot of different people. I can't think of everybody, but you know, and a lot of movie things that we've been involved with, like the Dr. Doolittles and The Best Man and Stuart Little, things like that.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah. And so, you know, we've been blessed.
Wow. And the label is what, My Block?
My Block, Inc.
Okay, My Block, Inc. Okay, our guest is super producer Warren Campbell, the group Soul Seekers, and Warren, they've got a new project, Soul Seekers 2, and the new single features Pastor Marvin Winans.
And that single's called All God. You can go and check it out on thesoulseekersmusic.com.
Okay, soulseekersmusic.com.
Yeah, thesoulseekersmusic.com.
Warren, it has been a pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
Hey, man, thanks for your time, and may God continue to bless you.
God bless you.
Your family and everything you touch.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Our guest, Warren Campbell, on Star 1310.